This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Not too long ago, graffiti was viewed as vandalism, but now street art is legit, with more commissioned murals popping up all the time. Sneha Shrestha, a.k.a. Imagine, is among a new generation of graffiti artists bringing diverse perspectives to our urban landscapes. She's also part of the Artery 25, our series highlighting millennials of color in the Boston art scene. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this profile.
Sneha Shrestha remembers waking up at sunrise to lug a duffel bag stuffed with painting supplies to this legal graffiti wall in Central Square.
So this spot right here was my spot, or I made it my spot, from here to here.
It was 2011. Seasoned writers, mostly guys, trickled in to claim a piece of this popular Cambridge alley. It's where the Kathmandu native's journey as an international street artist began.
I didn't have the aim of being an artist. I wasn't raised that way. You know, art is very much still a luxury in Nepal, where, you know, basic needs aren't really fulfilled. So how can you really take the chance and be an artist, you know?
Shrestha studied art in college, and after moving to Boston, started working at the nonprofit Artists for Humanity. Co-founder Rob Pro-Black Gibbs became her mentor.
And he introduced me to graffiti and hip-hop culture. For somebody who didn't grow up with any of that, it was just a mind-blowing experience. Here you have an art form that's solely based on letters and trying to show your style and your personality and your background through letters.
Shrestha learned technique by observing, photographing, and emulating Gibbs and other graffiti writers. But then she started sketching in her native tongue.
You know, and when I had a sketch pad that was like half filled, then I went to Rob and I was like, hey, Rob, can you look at my sketches? What do you think?
I was like, what's that? She's like, oh, it's Nepali. It's when I gotta write something fast or quick. And to me, it looked like art already. I said, oh, why are you trying to do what we're doing? Why don't you do that?
Shrestha got to work, finessing the curvaceous Sanskrit calligraphy, experimenting with vibrant reds, blues, golds, colors she'd see in Nepal. She took a street name, Imagine, which is her mother's, translated into English. Now you see that signature at schools, corporate offices, museum galleries, and on walls around the world, most visibly here in Massachusetts, where Shrestha was also an artist in residence for the city of Boston. Gibbs says putting Nepali in our neighborhoods stokes curiosity.
Because that's what it's doing. It's inviting somebody to look in and be like, hey, I love what you're doing, but what is that? It's like if poetry came alive and you froze it and put it on a wall.
Gibbs says Shrestha is building on the street art we've traditionally seen in Boston by remixing it and making it her own. For him, her global aesthetic and attitude are pushing graffiti's legitimacy forward.
For it to have that acceptance, for it to have the platform, she's setting that tone.
Oh, I just love this one so much.
We're standing at Shrestha's largest mural, just blocks away from the alley where she first put brush to brick. It's titled, For Cambridge with Love from Nepal. Luminescent yellow and orange Sanskrit weaves itself up the five-story building. Words from a famous Nepali poet burst out from a violet-blue background.
It's a paragraph that roughly translates to success is defined by what's in your heart and not your background. So, like, where you come from, you know, shouldn't dictate your success. So I wanted to share that at this perfect spot to paint.
Shrestha calls this intersection at Mass Ave and Main Street a melting pot, where people from all walks of life can feel that message together. And she hopes they'll be inspired to imagine what's possible for themselves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.